U.S. officials say they are fairly confident that a top al-Qaeda leader has been captured in Pakistan, but they are not ready to confirm it publicly. Abu Zubaydah has been linked to several terrorist attacks, including the failed Millennium plot to bomb Los Angeles International Airport. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Pictures of the man caught last week and believed to be Abu Zubaydah have been shown to al-Qaeda detainees already in U.S. custody at Guantanamo Bay. American officials say people who know Zubaydah have confirmed that the photo matches the man. That makes it pretty certain the U.S. has captured alive one of Osama bin Laden's most important associates. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says if Zubaydah is not al-Qaeda's number two man, he's pretty close. But Rumsfeld today refused to publicly confirm that Zubaydah is in U.S. hands.
I can't find that at this stage that it would be useful.
And
I can imagine how it could conceivably be unuseful to begin the process of describing each person that the United States may or may not have one form of access to or another. And it just, if you start down that road, it just seems to me it tells other people much more than one would want to tell them.
Other administration officials say it's not so much that the U.S. doesn't want al-Qaeda leaders to know who they may have captured. More worrisome is divulging clues that could lead to them learning how Zubaydah was found and what techniques were used to catch him. The FBI and CIA were involved in planning last week's raid, and FBI and CIA agents, along with Pakistani police, carried it out. Zubaydah would be the first top al-Qaeda member in U.S. custody. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld would only say that getting as close as possible to bin Laden is a clear U.S. goal.
Obviously, we have been and continue to go after the senior al-Qaeda and Taliban leadership. And as individuals in that category are, as we gain access to them, clearly it's helpful from an intelligence gathering standpoint and that type of thing.
That can depend on how much anyone captured will talk. Zubaydah is expected to be transferred to U.S. detention at Guantanamo Bay, but terrorism experts describe him as someone dedicated to al-Qaeda causes, someone it may be difficult to threaten or bribe. Kenneth Katzman is with the Congressional Research Service. He says agents may well have turned up leads, such as phone records, when they captured the man who may be Zubaydah, but that may not be the most useful result of the raid.
More importantly, if indeed bin Laden himself has been made nervous by this and thinks maybe, you know, the capture of Zubaydah means that the U.S. and Pakistan maybe and Afghanistan maybe are one step away from him himself, he may start running. He may get nervous. He may make a mistake. It's going to have certainly a psychological effect on bin Laden himself.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld wouldn't promise today to make it public if the U.S. or allies capture bin Laden. So far, to the best of Rumsfeld's knowledge, that hasn't happened. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Pentagon.